crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
The Monday edition of the Coach's Corner, there was definitely a lot going on over the weekend. We had both Corbin and Emery on the baseball and the softball field going at it in league play. As you heard during that last break, Corbin falls victim to the sweep on the baseball field. Softball team got a victory. As far as Emery goes, the women, they lose on the softball field, but the boys' baseball squad, they get a win, and a much-needed win, because now they have one league win, puts them right back in contention to maybe grab a playoff spot. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Steve Gordon. Coach, great to get you back on. Always appreciate you taking out the time.
Hey, no problem.
We'll start by talking about Friday's win against San Juan. Coach, this was a huge game. It was almost as if you guys had to get a victory in order to stay alive as far as the playoffs go, and you guys went out and you handled your business.
Yeah, we, you know, our backs were getting against the wall, and we talked about that and talked about having a sense of urgency, and, you know, our guys came out talking and loud and excited to be there, and we got a good win down there, so it was good to see. That's kind of what we've been looking for all year, and we actually played like a ball team on Friday and played like we're capable, so it was a good win.
You talked about the kids being excited out there talking. Did it feel like it was the first game where they were really a cohesive unit?
Yeah, it really did. You know, it makes a whole difference, you know, made all the difference in the world in that game. And, you know, it's fun baseball if you're out there excited and talking to each other. And, you know, it's a huge momentum thing. And, you know, when you're out there not saying a word to each other, it's really no fun. And we're not winning. So I think it made a big difference.
This is a team, or really a ball club, that has had such a rich tradition of winning. When you finally win a game, and it's a game that truly matters. I mean, there was a win against Union earlier in the year and then a win against a school from Colorado, but this is one that you really needed. Was it just a different vibe on the way home?
Yeah, it was. You know, there were some parents there, and kids end up riding the bus home instead of with their parents. So, you know, I think it was a good thing for everybody, and you know, hopefully we can take a little momentum and kind of roll and try to get going in the right direction.
Two guys that we have to talk about as far as their performance in this game. Till Gardner goes the distance for you on the mound, and then Kyler Stilson also performs very well in the batter's box. Two kids that really stood out in the victory over San Juan.
Yeah, they both, you know, Till pitched a great game. You know, he went the distance. I kept asking him, and he wanted to finish it out, and we gave him that opportunity. He did a great job. And then, you know, Kyler Stilson, he was 3-for-4 at the plate and had a couple doubles and, you know, 4 RBIs. And he really stepped up. And, you know, we had, you know, everybody's been struggling hitting a little bit, but we had, most everybody had a hit or two on the team. And but Kyler's were, you know, clutch in big, crucial moments. And I was happy for him. He played really well.
Obviously, that's the key to getting wins. I mean, there's been a couple of outings this year where you guys have scored 8-9 runs and you've been on the losing side of the scoreboard. But typically, I mean, if you go back and you look at the scores of your guys' games, you're putting yourself in a position to win, Coach, if you can score 8-9 runs.
Yeah, you were breaking up a bunch, but it seemed like I couldn't understand all your question. But you know, defensively, we got it done on Friday, so that was able to, you know, we were able to keep their runs down, but in games previous, we haven't, so that's kind of the key. We played defense as well, so it was fun to see that.
As far as the region goes, Coach, a lot of teams already have 3 wins. I know a lot of that has to do with the fact that they've played Monticello, so that win does put you guys back in a spot to at least grab one of the playoffs spots that are available.
Yeah, you know, it puts us right back in the hunt. You know, our region is pretty solid, and any given day, teams are beating each other. You know, Grand beat North Sevier the other night, and, you know, it's just kind of whoever shows up to play that day. So, but that win did put us right back in the hunt to get a playoff spot, and, you know, there's still a lot of region games left, but at least it gave us a little bit of hope, a little bit of life to keep fighting here.
It brings us to a very important week. Not one, but two games against Gunnison. This is a team that's 3-1. They lost to Grand. They beat Monticello twice. They actually beat Grand once as well. But if you guys can grab two wins, you'd move past Gunnison in the standings. So you guys could really do a lot of damage if you can ride the momentum of Friday's game this week.
Yeah, you know, it's a crucial week for us, and you know, I'd be really happy to split, but man, if we could get two wins, that'd be outstanding. But you know, we're going to practice hard today and get ready for. I'm sure we're going to face Drew Hill, who, you know, throws the ball really well, and we're going to do everything we can to beat him tomorrow. So.
Drew Hill's a kid that you and I have talked about before, it seems like, for the last year or two. When you play one team twice in one week, it kind of gives the team that, I guess, doesn't necessarily have the best pitching an advantage, doesn't it? Because you're not going to see their ace twice.
Well, we saw San Juan's ace both times, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see Drew both times. I know against Grand, they played a Thursday, Friday, and Drew pitched a full game on Thursday, and then he threw four innings for him on Friday in the extra inning game. So, you know, crazy things happen, and coaches are pretty desperate to win games. But I have a hard time throwing my same kid with a couple days rest. It's pretty tough on him, but it happens. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Drew both games.
With that being said, now that you look at the East and things are starting to take shape a little bit, who's the team to beat in this region?
Well, I kind of think North Sevier is probably still the top, even though they got beat the other night. I still think they're probably the team, but it's tough to say. Like I say, any given night, it's kind of a different teams. You know, teams are kind of surprising that they won. You know, they beat a good team. Kind of shocking to me, but it's just a tough region, and like I say, a pitcher comes out and throws well, makes a whole difference in a game.
Coach Steve Gordon of the Emory Spartans is our guest right now. Coach, I want to jump back over to Friday's game and you guys scoring 8 runs. You and I were talking a little bit about how you could just kind of feel the cohesion in this contest. From an offensive standpoint, what was the biggest difference in that game from what we've seen in the earlier region games this season?
Well, I think we had a good start. You know, the first inning we scored 4 runs, and you know, our biggest thing so far this year is we've just left base runners. You know, we get guys on second, third, and one out or no outs, and we can't get them over, we can't get them in. And so I think a huge thing is we were able to score our runs early, and that gave guys a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence, and then we just kind of went from there. So I think that was probably the key to that game. It's just kind of a fast start.
I know you don't want to read too much into one game, but as far as the level of improvement for this team goes, that opening day loss to Uinta and shutout form to where we're sitting right now, have you seen adequate growth in the squad over the course of the season?
Yeah, we're getting better. You know, we're still far from being really good, but we're getting better. I think we're going to start soon. He's a lot of time working on hitting and the mental aspect of hitting. You know, I think we're getting better, definitely. You know, maybe we're just waiting to get really good by the end of the year. I don't know.
Well, we've seen it in the past. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's right. You never know. We may come alive here.
Yeah, well, we only have a few weeks left in the season, Coach, so hopefully we can continue the momentum built on Friday, carry it over, get a couple of wins against Gunnison. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you again for taking out the time to call in and talk with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Steve Gordon of the Emory Sportin' Baseball Team. We're going to pause for just a moment. We have more baseball talk coming up. Also, over the weekend, we have the Spencer's Wishes Baseball Clinic. Hopefully you got the kids out to this. It's so much fun to go to this event. Fortunately, I was able to cover it. And I got to talk to a couple of individuals, Tyler Skaggs, who was actually pitching for the Salt Lake Bees. He'll be called up any day now to pitch for the Angels' bright future. He actually went out, worked with the kids for about 2 hours. That was great to see. And I also caught up with a couple of guys that are mainstays with the Spencer's Wishes Baseball Clinic, George Theodore and Bruce Christensen. George played for the New York Mets, went to the World Series, and Bruce, he played for the California Angels. Got to talk to those two about, you know, their careers, got some stories. And then, of course, we talked about the Spencer's Wishes Baseball Clinic. So we're going to recap the weekend there. You're going to hear again from Bruce Christensen and George Theodore when we return. Plus, we still have some NBA basketball talk to get into here on Drive Time Sports.